This is a very proper town, it is. One of the jewels of the crown, it is.
We have a proper church with proper bells to chime. A most delightful ghost who comes out at the proper time.
Here, every lad's a proper lad.
Behold! And every home is ivy clad.
But cold!
We gave the world our tweed and the Churchill victory sign.
The jaguar and the crumpet and the scotch a valentine.
We ship our oldest movies across the sea to Channel 9. This is a very proper English town.
I keep the scoundrels on the run.
What help?
No crime since 1681.
Right so.
We have our bowler hats for gentlemen and trade.
Our beef's beyond belief, but it's saved by marmalade.
We have the colonel meant to fill the sea. He thinks Victoria is still the queen. We never win at sports, but we have a dashing style. At tennis, golf, or football, they all rip the British Isle.
Of course, we were the ones who ran the first 4-minute mile.
We have a very proper English heart. But proper as we are, the one who is most proper by far is Captain Incision. When there's a job he gets it done, he's a typical Englishman. Now he's returning from the sea to his respectability. He's as perfect and as proper as a British man could be. The man our town of names, the man to whom we all point and cry is Captain Incision. Captain Incision. Captain Henry Incision. He is a very proper sort.
I am.
Upright and true in any port.
I am. I love the London Times, my daily spot of tea, the lectures and the talks that they give on the BBC. I'm all for progress, as you know.
I say.
Long as we keep the status quo.
Hooray!
If you would like some fun, you can count on me for sure. A game of darts, a quiet chat, a Sunday walking tour. I love to watch the pipits as they're mating on the moor. This is a very proper.
This is a very proper.
This is a very proper.
This is a very proper. This is a very proper.